Right, welcome to the Flat Racing Guru. We're going to have a look at Sunday, January 19th at Sha Tin, Hong Kong. We're just going to go through the cards, and also we're just going to bring the other broadcast in for YouTube. So YouTube's going to be joining us as well. Right, we'll start at the 4:15 a.m. that's GMT, Greenwich Mean Time. That's 4:15. We'll go down the card. This is going to be quite an exercise, so we'll go through each race at Sha Tin. 4:15, number one, Magnetism, trainer David Ferristack, Purton, 9 stone 7. Last time out he was Happy Valley, posting a 66. The last five times he's run as Happy Valley, posting a 66. So his best he can do tomorrow is 73. He took full advantage of the handicap of Linche when ending a losing run last month. Ran well under his new mark in his latest start, and once again can prove a big danger back in this grade. Claims under Zach Purton. Zach Purton, top jockey at the track. Number two is Tang Mir, posted a 59 last time, carrying 9 stone 5, that's 68, top rated, last time at Sha Tin. Tang Mir by Frankel, so he's by Frankel, looks like a decent pedigree. Depends on how long they've been in Hong Kong, they do take a bit of acclimatisation. Right, Hong Kong, 0 out of 16 in Hong Kong, hinted at a breakthrough when narrowly beaten at Happy Valley in October, but has failed to get involved in the last three outings. Plenty more required. Number three, Exaltation. Tony Cruz posted a 59 last time, carried 9-4, that's a 69 top rated. Happy Valley, 0 out of 7 in Hong Kong, well beaten outside in his first three starts this season, but wasn't entirely disgraced last time. Still hard to see him being say here. Right, number four is London Hall, posted 61 last time, Jay Moreira, for DJ Hall, Sha Tin, 61, carry 9 stone 3, that's 72. So London Hall is the best up there now in the ratings, top rated. Two wins over 1 mile, 1 furlong last year. It was striking 5 out in his turn, but only just missed out the blanket finish here last month. Jockey booking catches the eye, one to keep an eye on. So that's London Hall posting a 72, number 4, 72. So he's the best so far. Number 5, Villa Fion, Tony Picone. Right. Posted a 62 last, carrying 9 stone 1, 72 plus 3, 75, so he's even better, 75. Consistent since joining New Stable last season, opening in Hong Kong. Account when scoring over 1 mile here in November, ran well under his new mark from a wide draw last time, likely to be involved at the trip. So Villa Fion is top rated at 75. Above number 6 is above Sylvester D'Souza, going for John Moore. Posted a 55 at Sha Tin over 9 furlongs. Carrying 9 stone, 55, 65, 69. Back-to-back wins in November. Weakened late on when racing close to the pace on his latest start. Needs to take another step forward if he is to be in the mix. Drawn 3, so he is drawn on the inside. Not really keen on the inside draw. I like to see them 4 or 5 off the rail. I don't think there's much, you know, much of a bias on the track. Even if you're drawn wide, I think it's like maximum half a length you lose. Despite a lot of people saying drawn wide and all that, I don't think it makes that much of a difference at this track. Number 7, Bullish Glory, Grant van Niekerk, South African, who's doing well. Sha Tin last time, posted 54. Before that, I'd run several times at Happy Valley. 54, 8 stone 10, that's 18. 54, 64, 72. So he's posting a 72. So he's joined second up there now. That's number 7. And what it says about him. Justified market support when making his belated Hong Kong debut in November, yet to get seriously involved under his new mark in three outings since, but has old form that would give him a chance. And definitely on the rating last time out, he has a chance, and that was his first run since December. 11th of December was the 5th of January. So he had been off, you know, 5 or 6 weeks there, and he's posted that. So I would say Bullish Glory has definitely got the capacity there to improve from that 72, and he's definitely going to be with a chance. So you've got to put him somewhere in your estimations. That's 7. So the best so far we've got is 4. London Hall, then 5, Villa Fion, 75, and now 7, Bullish Glory, 72. Now we'll go further down, and there's a lot of runners in these races, that's why it takes so long. Number 8, Murray's Partner, ridden by Matthew Poon, CH Yip, posted a 55 at Happy Valley last time. His best at Shorten was a 52, 62, 71. His Happy Valley last time out, carrying 8 stone net, that's 19, 55, 65, 74. He would definitely have a chance here with that rating. Hong Kong narrowly beaten over an extended mile last month and ran another good race when prominent in the market on his latest start. Sure to get his head in front soon. But Gio Moreira jumped ship. He jumped ship the last few weeks and it didn't make no difference. The ones he jumped ship for won. So he was jumping ship on the losers. So I particularly don't pay any interest in when they say that now. And that's number 8. And he gets 55, 65, 74. And still number 5 is top rated on 75. I mean, on these type of tracks, I would say £2.5 over a mile. £2.5 would probably be worth a length. Normally on British tracks, it's £3 over a mile. If you go to 1 mile, 2 to 1 mile, you know, 1 mile, 2, 1 mile, 3 to 2 miles, it's £1. So from 6.5 furlongs up to a mile, £3 equates to a length, but 1 mile one, I would say £2.5, 1 mile two, £2, but then 1 mile four, £1, and beyond 2 miles, £1 equates to one length in handicapping terms on good surface. Now, if you're going on the all weather or dirt, you know, you've got a different type of figures, all weather speed, dirt bare, and things like that, but it's still basically the same. The balance it on the form and the distance between one horse and another, and what rating that horse has got to the rating what you're going to base your handicap off. So you get a good marker in the race, a solid marker, and then you'll base your handicap numbers off that racehorse. So if that racehorse is based given a 90, and you're carrying the same weight, and you say both 9 stone, say, and you finish a length behind them over a mile, you would be rated 87. You see, that's how they work it. So just go different distances, different weight. So you equate the weight, the trip, the distance, and it's all based on, all ratings are based on good ground handicap ratings on turf. Based on good ground. So if it's soft ground or firm ground, you've got to make adjustments. I mean, it's basically whatever you, if you've got a lot of experience, whatever you think, really. You know, there's no sort of system for firm ground and soft ground. So everything's based on good. So anyway, number 9 is Good Days. 49 last time out, 59, 69, 70. Shorten posted a 70. Struggling to make any impact this season. Seen him fall, dangerous mark. Has caution disengaged and he may prove to be the fly in the ointment. He's got a mark of 70. Drawn 8. Oh, 72. He has posted better numbers at Happy Valley than Shorten. and this was over a furlong further, so I'm just going to give that one a pass. Number 10, President's Door, 47, 57, 67, 69. Tumbling down the weights after 5 on place effort and step up and trip doesn't look an obvious move, remains best watched now. Blinger, that's number 9, President's Door, written by C.Y. Ho, who gets a lot of winners lately. So, my tip in this race will be number 5. That is Villa Fion, and my second one will be 7, and my third one will be 8, so that's 5, 7, and 8. And obviously, if you're English betting, you'll just pick one horse, so that will be 5 Villa Fion. But if you're betting internationally, you've got to think of their markets. Now, international players have to bet into the pools, you see. They haven't got bookmakers like we have, and some states can't bet, and some states have to play the pools. So you can't say that, oh, why are you giving 2 and 3 tips, because that's not how it works. You've got to play for the audience. Now, the audience is USA, Hong Kong, South Africa, and all these players play on the pools, you see. They haven't got exchanges like the UK or betting shops in most places. There's betting shops now and a lot of places springing up, but mainly it's all toad betting, and they have to bet for small stakes, because you know there's not big payouts in these places. And the bookies that they do have, they don't have big payouts, not like UK bookies waiting to put $100,000 on a horse. You can't do it in these countries. They just wouldn't take your money. They'd think there was something up. They'd just, you know, they'd get the police on you or something like that. So you've got to, that's why you see the 2, 3, and 4 tips in these countries, because you've got to play for the punters, because they like to bet the exotic bets in the pools, and the pick 5s and pick 6s, so they perm the bets, so that, you know, that's how they get the big money in them countries. It all goes into a pool, and they pick 2 and 3 horses per race. You know, they're not like betting Yankees and stuff like that, like we do in the UK, just one horse. Because I have seen lately somebody saying that, why are you picking 1 and 2 and 3 horses? Why can't you just pick one horse? Because that is the market we have to play to. We're not, these tips aren't for basically UK markets, but I am giving one tip for the UK market, and the main tips are for the other markets, you see. Around the world don't bet like UK bet. That's the difference. And it's just like a very naive comment to say that you don't know much about the world racing or betting. And that's that one there. So now we will move on to the next race at Sha Tin, which is the 4:45 race. And it's worth, how much is it worth? Well, it's good money. This is 6 furlong O'Mara handicap. Now we'll try to get through this fast. Now, number 1 is Melbourne Hall, written by Hugh Bowman. Making his debut by Harbour Watch. Decent stallion, Harbour Watch, out of a Roman Emperor May and Galera. I'm just going to have a quick look, see what this May has done, what the prodigy's done, has she had any foals? Let's take a look. Working. There's nothing coming up. Holy Roman Emperor, the stallion. Irish, ran in Ireland. Won second on debut of 5 furlongs. Won a Tipperary, 86 postmark, over 5 furlongs. Won again over 5 furlongs, 95 at the Curra. In a class 2, group 3, placed 3rd. So, progeny. So, it was quite a decent dam. And she's had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 foals. The best is Bletchley, top rated 104 postmark. And 3 of her foals have won Villa Marina and Elegant Annie. By one another, this is the full brother by Lorman Skowanski. She had three runs and one placed. So that the only one that's a full brother hasn't actually won and had three runs and been placed once and top rated 77. So you can possibly say this is one's going to be exactly the same carbon copy of the brother. This runner here, Melbourne Hall, still got a good chance of debut win on that, you know, just by the dam. It's quite a spectacular, decent dam. I like them to win first time out, the dams, or but the siblings, the three of the siblings have won, which is a good thing. But basically, the next one is Strong Porus, KC Young. Finished well down the field on last month's debut and throw on the outside today. Number 3 is Power King. Last out, only a short head over course and distance on debut. Has also performed with credit and wide stall, both subsequent appearances. Poorly drawn again today, but Jay Marrera keeps a ride, likely contender. That's number 11, Power King. You see how they mentioned the wide draw. Now, I've been talking to experts that live on this track, and they tell me the maximum you lose on the wide draw being drawn right on the outside is half a length. There's no, it absolutely doesn't play any part. If your horse doesn't perform and it's drawn wide, it's not because of the draw, you see. And it's actually been proved that the draw makes no difference on this track. But they keep talking about it. It's like inbred, ingrained into people's minds because of other tracks and where them, you know, UK tracks and South African tracks. I mean, Fairview, if you're drawn on the outside, you have got no chance. But this is a totally different type of track. The draw makes no difference. A half a length, it's been proved scientifically that the most you would ever lose around this track is half a length drawn right on the outside. Because you can get in, you can come inside, you know, you've got a chance because a lot of the wins come from behind. A lot of the horses come from behind. You actually, sometimes you're at a disadvantage if you're in the front or three or four, you know, around this track. They get a swing shot, and they get a swing shot around the last bend, so you know it's a swing and roundabout. You lose a bit at the start, but you gain something at the end, sort of thing. That's how they've scientifically developed it on this track. Number 4, Sporting War, WCO, Zach Purton. Last time out 59, carrying 8 stone 13, so you had 15, 59, 69, 74. Outran 57-1 odds when third over course and distance in November and wasn't beaten 4-160 last month. Double digit draw, no help today. There they go again with the draw. Honestly, pay no attention to the draw. Right, pay attention to the form and the jockey. Right, the draw is designed by negative people. I mean, have they ever even studied the draw? Because I've asked professionals who actually live on the track about the draw, and they tell me it's maximum half a length. And, you know, some days it can be favourable to be drawn wide. Stop talking about the draw at this track. It's annoying. Number 5, Spontaneous, Blake Shin. Out of 6, poorly drawn for today's official debut. Number 5 drawn to Happy Valley last month, evidently has ability, been working well. Drawn 13, never heard him say, poorly drawn, there you see, poorly drawn. It's not poorly drawn, believe me, it's not poorly drawn. It's only poorly drawn if it comes out the gate slow and gets left behind, and that could happen being in drawn 1. Right, Number 6, undefeated. HN Jack Wang. 8 on 13. Last time out posted 51. At short in. New Zealand bred, Australian bred. 4 year old. 7th at 68-1 for official debut, but kept on to finish very respectable 7th. Well drawn again today, and obvious potential for improvement, added Blinkers. Number 7, Encanto Prepared, Grand Fournier to John Size. Spotlight, not disgraced in midfield on debut in November, but finished well down the field in second start. When it's finished well down the field second start, I would pay no attention to that. I would pay attention to the first run. The first run is what most trainers base the future on a horse, right? They'll get it, they won't get it prepped 100%, you know, conditioned for the whip to come out, but they'll look at the horse, and if the horse, you know, gets a lot of promise, the next time out, they might not just, they'll just throw the horse into the field, and when it comes out second time, it won't be fit, you know. They have got these workouts, you know, the barrier trials here at Shorten, but in the UK, they just throw the horse in the field and then bring it out a few weeks later. Still pretty fit, but you know, it's lost a lot what it has, because I know by that first run that it can win races, and you know, they'll just get it out to get it some confidence and experience next time. Then, depending on its pedigree and stuff, if they geld it, they'll just get a handicap mark at third run and then go from there. And then prep it, condition it to win a race. So basically, don't. When I see people, you know, tipping horses and looking at the first run to the second run, that's one of the worst times to bet a horse, is on its second run, unless you know the stable operate that way. Honestly, because you're basing it on the first run, right? And the trainer knows that, and it's not, 9 out of 10 they're not going to perform. 9 out of 10 you're just throwing your money away. Just don't back horses second time out unless you know the stable and you know how the stable works, which I do, and that's my advantage. I know which stables will go on the second go and won't go on the second go. Number 8, Moonpeaks. HW Lau K Lau, unexposed after 3 starts and disproved in Plymouth, one second of a course in this lad's one stable. David, that form has been well advertised by the winner high on the list. 59, 69, 77. So the tip here in this race, 4:45, is 8 Moon Peaks. We'll go for 8 Moon Peaks. Number 9, Happy Star, posted a 40 last time out. Number 10, Victory for All, posted a 51. Not a bad run. Last time of 5 on a debut and fared better when 5th of 8 over 7 last month. Still makes only limited appeal. Number 11, Epi Twins, Tony Bacconi, 9 race maiden, never dangerous, can't be ruled out. Number 12, Mighty Valo, CJ Ho, up in place 3 starts, displayed promise in both appearance in December, but will probably need further help from the handicap. And number 13, Little Thunder, A.T. Arthur Millard, Matthew Poon, 6 race main, placed in October, ended with 2. God almighty, how many horses are in these races? It just goes on and on, it's just ridiculous. Right, number 8. It's like a book she race that no one's interested in. There's just too many runners. I should have completely left this race alone. Especially with 3-year-old and 4-year-old debutants. Just not my cup of tea for this international stuff. You've got no markers. You need something to grab to in this racing round this track, because it's just a leap of faith half of the time. I mean, half of these, you know, they get them, you know, conditioned for one race. Most of them, they'll just go off the boil, have a couple of races, it depends. It's depending, they may get one well ahead of the handicap, and the notes ahead of the handicap, and they'll keep it on the go. Number one, Leap of Faith, Zach Purton, John Size, 65, carrying 9.75, that's 74. In the frame, all three starts, most recently went second over course and distance on New Year's Day. Nudged up £2 for his trouble, but still needs to be taken very serious. That's number one, Leap of Faith, drawn in four. Number two, Sonic Fighter, Neil Cullen, Michael Michael Chen. Without a win since March 2012, and yet proven over a mile, but Shepard saw another crack at the day's trip was strong in the fifth blind blinkers over 7 furlongs on New Year's Day, and that's now £2 lower, 63.73. Number three is Cheerful Leader, Jay Moreira. Short in mile, 62.72.73. Number four is Millennium Dawn. Drawn 12, always in rear, huge odds outside that debut up here, 7 furlong on New Year's Day, posted 20.35. Number 5, Invaluable, 13, posted 60 last time out, 74. Began career with a special handicap run, 6 and 7, was staying on. Third conditions without blinkers last time, each way claims have suited going up in trip. Number 6, Telecom Rocket, Grand Van Naek, Chartin, posted 55. At 55, 65, 69, 71, opened account on the 30th of January, went strong for Cheerful Leader over course and distance last month, evidently in good heart, but subsequent £5 rise probably enough to leave him vulnerable. Number 7, Joey Master, Blake Shin, carrying 8.10, 47 last time at Chartin, going over a mile, placed twice since gaining the breakthrough Hong Kong, successful for course and distance in October, but disappointed when last in action, and appears to have very little margin for error off the current mark. I would agree. 8, Party Every Day, Tony Bicona, Tony Cruz. Tony Cruz can lay a few out, you know, and surprise. So you've got to always watch this trainer. Well, drowned the field on the first 4 start, but outran triple digit odds when strong, finishing third over course and distance on New Year's Day. Interesting to see whether he can build on that performance. Posted a 55, yard 18, 55, 65, 73. So that is going to be quite a decent run by this one. And he's by Schnitzel, Australian. Out of a Savabile May, Scarlet Lady, New Zealand, sire. So interesting, they get a lot of these sorts over here, and they do win races. Number 9, Witness Hunter, Karas Teton, Star Witness, Baldina, Flying Spur. Placed off £9 higher and 7 furlong seasonal debut in September, generally disappointing since, but met traffic when midfield over course and distance on the latest outing, and it's too well handicapped to ignore. So ignore at your peril. See, not a sniff about the draw. Totally ignored the draw, right? Now this one's drawn 11, but normally the draw was a problem before, but now suddenly the draw is not a problem. You see what I'm saying? Is it something they just remember? Basically, forget about the draw. Draw makes no difference. Wide makes no difference. Right? Scientifically proven. Forget about the draw. But I'm just mentioning it because they mention it 1 minute and they don't mention it the next. That's what I'm saying. It's just mental. Right. Ciao. Ciao, kid. Jack Wong. TP Young. Bertolini, definitely decent stallion there. So, Chartin posted 48, 58, 68, 70. Plus the 3 claim, 73. Not bad. Posted in 1. I'm not keen on those 1 draws. Dual course and distance winner last season, latterly off a mark £2 higher, so waited to win than today's. Yet to strike form after 5 start this terms and needs to up his game. You know, this is what they do. They do nothing for 5 days, 5 races, and then suddenly, bush bang, conditioned to win. So always be wary of that one. I would put him somewhere in your 4. This one here, number 10. Number 11, Gala Knight. 45, 55, 65, 67. Happy Valley. Short in a 39. Outran 58 once on third last month. His 4-star, but safely held last twice. I wouldn't. No. Number 12, Good Runner's Way. 42, 36, 32 last time out. Dual course and distance winner in early part of season, but seems to have badly lost his way. That's Good Runner's Way. Number 13, Hurricane Hunter, 36, 46, 56, 60. Happy Valley last time, 38 at Shorten. Won in lower grade towards the end of last season and made a players and reappearance in September, but form has dipped since. 14, Smiling Success, Shorten, 31 last time out. Carrying 8 stone 3 pounds, so gets £25 from the handicapper. So 31 and 25 is 56. That's not going to win anything in this race. Well down the field in 4 starts. The latest went up with today's trip this month and now eligible for a much needed drop in grade. Even the last time, you know, posted a decent effort was July 19th on a 54. A 54 plus 25, 54, 64, 74, 78. So at best he could manage a 78, but it hasn't run anywhere near that for the last 5 runs. But if it did come to that July form again, it would have a chance here, the Smiling Success. But, you know, definitely drawn 9. It's definitely weighted to do something, but you would have to know if you know it's work and its condition, then you would have a chance with that one. And there's no tip in this race. It's basically, they're running for like 93 grand, these horses. I mean, in the UK, they'd be running for 5 grand, similar horses. The money's just crazy in this country. But obviously, it's just once a week, you know. So, that once a week, we've got to spread ours between several tracks a day, every day. These are just once or twice a week in Hong Kong. So, all that money's just coming into this one race meeting, isn't it? Huh? So really, it's not enough racetracks. They need more racetracks for all the horses they have. So we'll stop there and we'll see how that goes.